work with or without? Question number 32. On the one hand, I find your literature teaching its believers not to leave the ranks of the Mother Church, while on the other hand I find it causing no end of trouble to the Church. How do you reconcile your precept with your example? Why not devote your time to evangelistic efforts, bringing erring souls to the knowledge of the truth, and let the Church alone? Answer. Assuredly, we do believe that this is no time to be pulling apart, but indeed to be pressing together. And the message which we are bearing to the Church not only does not contain any doctrine or teaching which would warrant our leaving her ranks to become a separate cult, but does on the contrary absolutely forbid our doing so. For these reasons, we have from the beginning steadfastly refused, even in the face of abusive treatment, to leave the Mother Church. So far as we are concerned, therefore, existing controversy and schism is the responsibility of the denomination's leading brethren, and none of ours, for we are only carrying out the Lord's express precept and example never to sacrifice truth. And they themselves admit that we should obey God rather than men. Upon them, therefore, rests the heavy guilt of repeating the tragic folly of the Jews in Christ's time by rejecting the message of the hour, entering not in themselves into the expansion of truth, hindering those who would enter in, and casting out those who do enter in. So, to devote our time to evangelizing the world while neglecting the Church would be a criminal act, one of highest treason both to God and to His people. The Church must first be saved from her Laodicean condition of being wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. She, not the world, is just about to be spewed out. She is the only object on earth on which He bestows His supreme regard. Testimonies to Ministers, page 15. But in her present deplorable state of blindness and destitution, as exposed by the True Witness Revelation 3:14 through 18, she is utterly unfit for the task assigned her, and must be rescued from her sad deception before she can become a safe refuge and a saving influence to those who would join her ranks. Should God leave her in the Laodicean condition in which she now languishes, not only would she herself be lost, but, in consequence, so also would the whole world along with her. He must therefore rouse her up or else raise up another to do the work which remains to be done. Think, though, what an eternal joy it would be for him to fit her up and use her to his glory, rather than to have to forsake her. So before raising up another as a last resort, he is trying to save her, and he will save her, as he promises. Satan will work his miracles to deceive, he will set up his power as supreme. The Church may appear as about to fall, but it does not fall. It remains, while the sinners in Zion will be sifted out. The chaff is separated from the precious wheat. This is a terrible ordeal, but nevertheless it must take place. None but those who have been overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony will be found with the loyal and true, without spot or stain of sin, without guile in their mouth. The remnant that purify their souls by obeying the truth gather strength from the trying process, exhibiting the beauty of holiness amid the surrounding apostasy. The great Ashusoni rat hand will weed out those whom God has not appointed, and he will have a pure, true, sanctified ministry prepared for the latter rain. B 55 1886. Were the Lord, who himself when upon earth spent all his time in the exclusive endeavor to save his lost Church than to send us to the world rather than to his lost Church today, he would not only be bringing in the innocent to perish with the guilty, but would also be completely reversing his own practice and contradicting his own orders to his apostles, that they preach present truth to the Church. 1 Matthew 10:5-6. In mercy and in consistency with his eternal procedure, therefore, he purposed that while the investigative judgment is going forward in heaven, while the sins of penitent believers are being removed from the sanctuary, there is to be a special work of purification, of putting away of sin, among his people upon earth. This is his special work. Then the Church which, at his coming, he is to receive to himself will be a glorious Church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. The Great Controversy, page 425. The Lord does not now work to bring many souls into the truth, furthermore says the Spirit of Truth, because of the Church members, who have never been converted, and those who were once converted, but who have backslidden. What influence would these unconsecrated members have on new converts? Would they not make of no effect the God-given message which His people are to bear? Testimonies, volume 6, page 371. But when the backslidden and the unconverted, the tares, are taken away, then she will look forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. The Great Controversy, page 425. Yes, the honest heathen must and will be evangelized, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10:6, must be sought first. How thankful, therefore, and how cooperative they ought to be, and will be, when they discover that rather than being rich and increased with goods, and in need of nothing, they are actually wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked in need of everything, and that the Lord is waiting for them to wake up to the fact so that He can make them what they ought to be. For these reasons, God says now to work within the Laodicean congregation rather than without. And what He says, that He means, and we dare not disobey, regardless what men may say or do.